All right, good evening, everyone. This is Rochelle with Best Choice Realty. We're going to get started on conference call number 4 tonight. We're going to be discussing follow-up fanatic and some tools and tips to help you with managing your clientele and discussing some ways to utilize our online system in order to manage your follow-up system. So with that, I want to start with a few just tips out the gate here. There are all kinds of follow-up systems that work or have worked. I get asked this question a lot from agents. You know, Rochelle, I'm online, I use Zillow, I use Contactually, I use Realty Juggler. There are almost like 50, 60 different types of lead manager systems. Some of them cost, some of them are free, some of them are nominal, some of them are monthly. But we do have a follow-up system that you can use for free with Best Choice Realty. And by the end of the call today, you'll have kind of a brief overview of how to use that lead manager system to follow up with your database and follow up with your leads that you cultivate. But just as a disclaimer, there are 50 to 60 different CRMs that we use. And a CRM stands for Client Relationship Manager. And what a CRM would do, in essence, is basically be a way for you to set up reminders for yourself to follow up with the leads that you work on a daily or weekly basis. So there is a system that you can use, and we'll go over that in a minute, but I'm just going to list out some other CRMs that you may want to look at if you're not happy with our current CRM system. I use a CRM system that we have at Best Choice, even with my clientele, and I have tried and tested out many over the years. So there are some things to consider when you're looking at a good CRM for yourself. Okay, so there's one that's called Realty Juggler, and that's one of the best used in our office that people pay. It's an annual fee, and it does a lot of keeping people up to date on the entire transaction. It's not just a CRM. It also does, it reminds you when you should do certain tasks in the real estate business. But it is an annual fee that you could pay Realty Juggler. Follow-up Boss is a monthly fee system. I have tried that one out. For me, it didn't work as well, but may work for you. Another one that's out there is called Five Street, Market Leader, Property Base, BASE, Salesforce, Contactually, so it's Contactually, Insightly, it's another one, Insightly, Rethink. I was very close to using a CRM called Wise Agent, WISEAGENT. I liked the interface on Wise Agent, and the fee was $25 a month, which was a very good CRM for my closed clients. And Sphere of Influence, it was a pretty easy to use CRM. Wise Agent was the name of it. And then Top Producer. And Top Producer is a very robust. It's around $35 a month for their basic system, but it does a lot for you for that $35 a month. When your database starts to grow above 100, 150 leads in your database or in your clientele book, you may want to expand what we already provide you at no cost and include a Top Producer membership. Like I said, it's about $35 a month. So those, in essence, are the top 10 follow-up systems, CRM management systems that you use to follow up with your leads. So today I'm going to go over what our free system will do for you and give you some tips and tricks on how to use that system to the best of its ability. And there are reasons why we use the CRM system, Real Geeks. So if you want to go to the website now, if you're by your computer, again, if you have questions after this is over at 6 o'clock, if you want to go back and listen to the recording, we do record these. Just send in message to support at bestchoicerealtylaw.com, and we'll be happy to send you the recording so you can jot down some of the tips and tricks that we go over tonight. So if you go to your internet browser, It works on any internet browser. It also works on your phone or your mobile device. I haven't had any problem using the system. When you're looking at a CRM management system or a follow-up system to use with your leads, what you're going to want to do is find something that works mobily as well as on your desktop. A lot of these companies that I mentioned earlier operate on both systems very easily. Some of them are going to be easier to use than others. The reason why we selected ours was because it had the mobile capacity as well as the desktop capacity. And it was an easy to use and easy to train on system. So with that, go ahead and go to, if you're by your computer, click, type in leads, L-E-A-D-S, dot realgeeks.com. And you don't need the leads, but you'll have to create a login and password. If you don't have a login and password, what we can do is provide you with a login and password, but you would need a system, and Eric, my husband, can go ahead and set you up with your own domain name that connects up with this lead manager. And then you'll have access, just like I have here on the screen, to view the leads that you have and to follow up with the leads that you want to add to your system. So the purpose of having a good follow-up system, back in the old day, there was, we used index cards or Rolodexes. In essence, what a CRM is a more modern version of a Rolodex. And so, number one, we want to be able to follow up with leads. On average, it takes several attempts, several follow-ups before a lead actually turns into a client. And as we discussed about earlier in some of the earlier sessions, there are all kinds of different clients that come to you for various reasons. There was a lady in our office here today who says, I asked the listing agent how he got a hold of the seller, how he got that lead, and he said he got it from church. There are all kinds of sources that can come in to your website or that can come to you for real estate advice. And so you have to have a way of tracking those. And back in the old day, we used to just put it on an index card or gather a business card and put it into a shoebox system where you list out all of the leads that you need to follow up with every month, and then you would go through and you make your phone calls and do your emails. Well, in today's day, most people use a follow-up system such as Realty Juggler or RealGeeks or Contactually or Top Producer or Market Leader, and they put in this information. So when you have your dashboard up, you will be able to add new leads into the system. So up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a plus sign, and you would just click on the new lead. And what this is asking for is the first name and last name of the client. So I'll go ahead and put my first name and last name in there. And then I do have to provide an email address. Most systems require an email address to get entered in, enter the lead into the system. Let's see. And then what you'll want to do is the phone number on the RealGeeks system is required to fill in, but you could dummy it up. I mean, you could put the phone number in inaccurately. If the email address is something that is already in the database, say Shannon is working in the office as well, and she adds my email address, but I already have an account, it will flag Shannon so that she's not taking my lead. So if you enter a lead in like this, it's registering their email address into the system so that somebody else doesn't take that lead from you. So you can add in buyer. Now, sometimes leads come right to your website and they go right into your system. But if you want to add as many people as you want into your system and register their email addresses, it doesn't hurt to keep a tickler file and follow up with these leads. Now on the source, there's all kinds of sources that can come into the system or that you would label where this lead was coming from. So this could be a past client. It could be an agent center of influence. That's what COI stands for. It could be a referral, maybe from a friend of a friend. It could be Trulia or Zillow or Realtor.com or Sphere of Influence. Other ad campaigns, there's basically a lot of different options here when it comes to the source. If you don't see what you want, you can add more sources, and it will flag that lead so that you know where that source came from. It's important to track where those sources came from, as I'll talk about in conference call number 12, which really talks about establishing and assessing your ROI or your return on the investment of the types of leads that you're getting or the types of places you're spending your time and money in to drive your business. In the area, that's not required. The time frame, you can put something in, but it's not required. And once you get done with filling in just this simple little sheet, name, phone number, email address, and the source, and you can save it. And what that will do is it will create an account. There is a little section when you're adding a new lead into the system that says bulk import, and it takes a little bit of work and effort, but if you have over 20 or 30 clients that you need to add into your system, it's easier actually if you have an Excel spreadsheet and you can bulk import all of those into your system. And again, these are all your leads. We don't go in there and take your leads or move things around. That's other brokerages do that. What we do is just provide you with the tools and the technology so that you can run your business efficiently. On this, the lead section, so I now have an account, Rochelle Wilhite 2. This is a dummy account that I just created for myself. Again, I had to come up with a different email address, so I used Carly's. So if anybody tried to put Carly at bestchoicerealtywa.com into their system or their database, it would flag you that has already been taken. So you won't be able to duplicate your email addresses, but you can put in name, phone number, email address. You also can enter in the address. So one of the things you didn't have the ability to do when you entered the lead initially was put in the address, but we want to make sure that they're on a mailer so that we can download our entire roster, our entire list, and actually send them maybe some mail as well down the road. So I'm going to go ahead and add their address in here as well. You just pop it into this little section here. And then I also have the ability to put their urgency. So if this lead had just walked in and I had sat down and done a buyer consultation with Carly, I could indicate, is it hot, is it warm, is it cold, or is it this lead been contacted or not contacted? I might want to go ahead and add that because it will also flag the account. And that way I don't lose track of Carly when I'm really prospecting my hot people or my warm clients. So I'm going to go ahead and select warm. And there's also a little section where it says tags. I could add a tag, some way I could easily find that lead. Maybe they're looking for homes that have acreage. So I'm going to just go ahead and tag it as acreage. And that will actually tag this lead as an acreage kind of client. And then over here on the right, I have the ability to follow up. So how often do I want to follow up with her? I have some options. I can obviously enter an activity, so it will track all the activities that I do with this particular client, which is nice, especially if you're trying to see how well you're working your leads and how well you're following up. I've been well-versed and well-trained, and I coach people on how to follow up with these leads that come in this type of way. So if you'd like me to help you and assist you at any point in time, it is good practice to set up activities or follow up using the follow-up reminder system. So in this particular example, I'm going to log that we met in person. And it automatically puts the date and the time, and then I click Save. And what that just did is it updated the entire activity history with that type of thing that we just did. You should notice it updated some things right here. Now when you're following up, there's a little tab that says follow up, and you can do set up a schedule that every single week you're going to follow up by phone or by email. The purpose, there's a call or email or other. Maybe you want to do other as all the times you're going to text message this client, or you're going to meet with these clients on a regular occurrence. You can set up the purpose to be whatever you like it to be, and then you could put the title as, follow up. You could label it whatever you'd like. And you could put follow up, and you could set it up to be on a reoccurring basis too. So now that I've met with her, I think I want to do a reoccurring phone call with her probably at least every other week, just to keep in touch and get an idea of the area and where she wants to be. So I'm going to make it reoccurring, and it, the date, and a repeat every once a week or two times a month. I'm going to do two times a month. Not every 2 months. Let's do one, two times a week. Okay. And then my ending date, I can put on an ending date. I'm going to go December. And then I save. And what that's going to do is it's going to remind me on my dashboard every time I need to follow up with Carly. So I put that on my feed, on my dashboard. Okay? So when I go back to my lead, the other thing that I could do with my lead is I could log in as the user. Now, to log in as the user, this is a really, really good strategy that most companies have embedded into their CRMs or their client relationship managers. So it was a prerequisite for me to even look at any CRM. If I was going to use it, they had to be synced so that they were getting listings sent to them on the company's behalf or on the agent's behalf. And so I had contracted with RealGeeks because it was the least expensive way to do this, but also the most robust and the best syndication so that it didn't get caught up in spam. So I purposely picked RealGeeks for that purpose alone. So on the upper right-hand corner, when you're in the client's account, there is a little button that says Login as the User. If you want to click on Login as the User, what that will do, it says you must have verbal or written permission from this person to set up a saved search. It's like a warning. And obviously, we met in person. I know what she's looking for. So I'm going to go ahead and select Yes, I've obtained permission. It would typically be your sphere of influence or somebody that you're working with. Click Proceed. It opens up a new window, and then you want to click New Search. And what we're doing is we're going to set up a search for Carly anywhere in, she wants to be in Maple Valley and Renton. So I'm going to select, you can click the control button and it will select multiple. So I'm going to Maple Valley and Renton. And she wants to keep it under 300. So I'm going to go ahead and select that. No condos, she lives in a condo now. So I'm going to uncheck condo. And she definitely needs to have at least 2 bedrooms. And she wants a good sized lot. So I'm going to enter in at least 7,500 plus square feet. I don't want a small little lot. She's got a dog. And I'm going to go ahead and search. And when I search, it's going to either put it on the map or it's going to give me some results. And currently there's 20 properties that meet that criteria. So if I want her to be aware of these properties that come on the market ongoing, what I want to do is save the search. There's a little save the search button. It's at the top of the screen and a plus sign. And what that will do is if I click on it, and name it, I'm going to click at Carly's search under 300K. What that will do is every day the system will check it, check the MLS, the Northwest MLS that we use on a regular basis, and it will notify Carly by email when a property under 300K in Maple Valley or Renton with that kind of square footage and the lot size comes on the market. And then she has the ability when she has her account created for her, she can log into your website and then she can see all of these properties. So maybe I wanted to add some to her favorites. If I wanted to add this one to her favorites, she could see that property and have visibility, and she could also come into her own account and add things to her favorites or request information. It's meant to be kind of a look over your shoulder feature, allowing you to have very good transparency and communication with you and your clients. And all this is done real time with the MLS. It syncs several times during the day. I don't know exactly the rhythm, but if you want your clients to have really good understanding of the marketplace and what's on the market for a certain price range, this is what I would recommend doing, is setting them up on a search utilizing your website, so that they understand and they have good information about the properties in an easy to set up way. That process we just did here on RealGeeks would probably take us around 10, 15 minutes to set up on the Northwest MLS, and then they're having to go into their cart, and it's not very visible. It needs a lot of work, although they've made improvements to the Northwest MLS carts and hot sheets. It's not as easy for a consumer to use. So this, in essence, is a free, it's complimentary. You just need to know how to set it up. And it is a way for you to have visibility when clients favorite or click something or communicate about a property, you also can be notified about that. Okay, so a lot of follow-up goes into it. We set up a follow-up. The other thing that I haven't done with this particular client is I haven't sent her an email. So I want to send her an email, and there's a little email tab that's over next to the follow-up tab. And I have set up 12 different emails that I really like. And I think some of you who are new to the business or have joined Best Choice Realty in the last month have received some of my emails, and I'd be happy to send you anything else you may need. I have a huge library of emails that have worked for me in the past, and I'm happy to help you build a library that makes sense for you to follow up with your leads and your prospects. So, for example, I have these all templated out, so it's very easy for me just to say, well, I'm prospecting with Carly here. Maybe it's Carly and she's getting married to a Jacob, so I want to change that to Carly Jennings. And I want to make sure that it's, you know, Carly and Jacob. I think it's J-A-C-O-B. Anytime I do something like that, it should save, but there also is a save button. Actually, they got rid of the save button. There's no save button. It just automatically saves when you change the name. So that's great. But the emails, I've set up these to go out checking in number one. So it will automatically pop their first name and into the email. I'm just checking in to see if you are still in the thinking stage or if you're ready to buy. If you're ready to buy now that the interest rates are low, please let me know and we'll be on our way to finding your perfect home. Feel free to contact me anytime with questions or concerns you might have. So all of that was already done and set up so that we could send that out to Carly and Jacob. So you can set up 12 different templates. To do that, you would go into your settings tab and then you would set those up in the templates. That's where they're at. And there's some that you could edit or delete just right from the templates tab. It's super helpful to send emails periodically, and also I would get in the habit of at least once a month following up with your leads by email. Depending on if they're hot, warm, or cold, hot clients are people who are ready, willing, and able that I've interacted with. Those would be hot, meaning that they're probably going to buy from me in the next 30 to 60 days. Warm clients are probably working on their financing. They're ready and they're willing, but maybe they're not able yet. Or maybe they're able, but we just haven't found the right property. They're not quite ready. Or they're not, you know, we've made several attempts to talk with them, but they're just not quite willing to work with me yet. Somebody that doesn't meet all three would be considered warm in my book. And then cold would be maybe a closed client where I just want to stay in touch on a monthly basis. Send them out some sort of mail piece, and also send them out an email with my monthly newsletter. All of that can be done very simply from the system. So, you know, we want to make sure that you have access to a very good follow-up system, and you do have that by utilizing leads.realgeeks.com and then following up. Now, when the leads come through, we have two right here that just came in, and that's the one, Carly and Jacob, that I created. I'll know when they've set up searches or when they visited my website, when they put it in their favorites, and their search is set up as well. So I'm able to manage their system very easily from realgeeks.com. Monica Orsini, she's in Federal Way, so I can go in and look at this one. All of them will be listed out once you add them into your system. And right here I'm going to want to do some different things. Oh, this one has actually gone into my website and has looked at these properties in Federal Way for 269 and 309. They've actually viewed all of these properties. And I have the ability to see what they've looked at by just clicking on the link. And it opens up a new tab, and it shows what house that was. So it's a good way for me to get an idea interconnected with the client and the consumer and assisting them in finding some good properties that may be viable to go out and take a look at. Most clients, 70% of your appointments are really going to come because you follow up with your first contact. If you just think that you have to make one contact, that's it, you're misled. Leads take a lot more follow-up than just your first contact. Each week, what I would do is take a careful look at how many leads I have in my system and make it a goal for the next week to add two more, add five more, whatever that number may be to help build your business. But if you make that a goal, to take a careful look at the number of leads you have in your database or in your manager system here, your follow-up system, and just plan to add more people, suddenly 20 will grow into 50, and 50 will grow into 100, and 100 will grow into 200, and pretty soon, those are the types of databases where agents that are top producers will say, the leads just keep coming to me. They know I'm in the business. Well, that's because they have nurtured and grown their database or worked on prospecting and really gave those types of touch points that need to happen in order for the leads to convert. The most important part of the lead follow-up program is to keep your database current. So you may need to go into your database and eliminate people or add people based on their situation. It may be good to segment them out, you know, with the urgency, hot, warm, or cold, or there is a time frame option here where you could segment it out based on time frame. You know, somebody says they're 6 to 12 months out or a year out, you could categorize them that way, and it flags you on your account. Most agents have too many leads, I found, where they just have lost track and then they have not done a good job of following up with them. I see that a lot where people come into Best Choice and they say, oh, I've got all these people that I can reach out and talk to you. And then what happens is they get busy in getting their business cards ordered up and their, you know, all of the things that they need to get going and make the transition over to Best Choice. And they forget the most important part of the database building or the prospecting is actually connecting with people and adding them into their system. So if you need help in getting the system set up for you, you're welcome to call me offline or send me an email. There are some little videos that we could send you that will help you in getting this, some of these little things set up. But it is a very straightforward, simple system, almost too simple at times, but a good way to get started in building and growing your database. Your job as an agent is really to generate the leads. And that's where most of the money is made in real estate. Convert the leads into an appointment, and then go on the appointment prepared. So when you think about how well am I doing with some of these things, a lot of the agents are not very good at Section A. And they need to spend more time in how do they generate the leads. What kind of communities, what places can they go? How do they generate leads? And so you're going to need to work on that and make each one of those areas, each one of those jobs, generate the leads, converting the leads into appointments, and going on the appointments prepared, make each one of those areas of your business very strong. If you're always in the mindset of, I'm going to go on a certain amount of appointments every month, and you make that a goal, chances are you're going to have very good success at actually hitting that goal. One of the goals I had when I was a brand new agent was to have at least an appointment every week. And to do that, it took me, on average, about 3 contacts every single day, actually talking with 3 different individuals about real estate, 3 every single day. And I worked 5 days a week. I wasn't working every single day. I spent time with my family and had some downtime. But that would be about 15 contacts to generate 1 appointment every week. And so at the end of the month, I would look back and see I had 4 appointments, and I had 60 conversations roughly, 60 conversations about real estate, about who they knew and what their real estate needs were all about. So it's a numbers game, and obviously the more numbers you, the more people you call, the more people you put into the system, the more business you're going to have over the long haul. So the leads follow-up system really consists of a new lead or a referral or a sphere of influence lead or something like that, your network lead. Set up a search for them. You can use the IDX through our Real Geeks website. You can use the Northwest MLS or any third-party system so that the lead gets home sale notifications or watches an area around their listing so they can understand when and how to price their home. Then the third thing you need to do in the follow-up sequence is to call and email the lead. If you reach them by phone, you want to discover, or if you're conversing with them, find out if they are ready, willing, and able, and then secure the appointment to follow up. You can tag them, or you can set a next contact date or a follow-up schedule, but if you do not reach them by phone or by email in that first try, don't give up. Persistence always pays off. Set them up on an email follow-up system, you know, so that's sequential, like every week I'm going to try to reach out and talk to this person, or every other week. Whatever that sequence is, follow up during that you know, using that system, and they will remind you every single day to do something with those particular people, and then just keep calling them. If you want to go through some of these things together, or add some different emails, maybe your emails are kind of getting old, or you just need a different, fresh approach. You know, go ahead and get your account set up and play around with the different tabs, and then give me a holler one of these nights. And I'll be happy to kind of go into your system and help you get making sure you have all the tools you need to be successful. I want you to remember this last question before I let you go. A lot of agents are afraid of the phone, and what we're finding is that emails are sometimes getting lost. And we're having very, very good success with text message and with phone conversations. So don't be afraid of the phone. Have you lost more business because you overcall or overcommunicate or undercall? And the answer is most of the motivated people love persistent agents. They want you to overcall. You'll actually do more business because you overcall than undercall. So don't be shy of the phone. Don't be shy of texting and checking in with some of your friends, family, sphere of influence. It can be very low pressure, just checking, I was thinking about you. Do you have any questions about real estate? It could be as simple as a one-liner text or a one-liner email to strike up a conversation about real estate. So don't overthink your follow-up, but be diligent in your follow-up and very persistent, and the business will come to you. So have a great night, you guys. I'm sorry I went over a few minutes, but good luck with your business. And again, like I said, if you have specific questions or need some help with the aspect of the lead manager, again, it's free. We'll be happy to set you up with a login and password, and you have full control over how many leads you add into your system and what you do with them once you get them there. But it will be a good way for you to organize your business. Have a great week, and good luck with your offers. And as always, I'm here to help. 206-947-0811 is the broker line. And my email address, Rochelle@bestchoicerealtywa.com. Make it a great week. Talk to you guys soon.